Facebook wants to dip its toes into the creator economy. How successful can it be? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Facebook is reallocating resources from its News tab product and its newsletter platform Bulletin to focus more on its creator economy, according to the Wall Street Journal. Its news products rely on paid content from professional journalists and publishers. That's different than, say, news articles people sometimes see on their feed, not on the actual tab, which are usually shared by friends. This is a topic for Quality Assurance, our weekly segment where we take a second look at a big tech story. Keech Hagee is the author of that Wall Street Journal article.
This week, Facebook told the teams that were making these two products that it was going to be putting them on the back burner. And these products have the common quality that Facebook pays journalists to put that content on its platform. And both of these are things that it wants to move away from because it wants, number one, not to have to pay for news, and number two, to chase competitors like TikTok, who have been cultivating these creators and influencers.
How popular were these News tab and Bulletin products, and what will it do to them to have these resources shifted away?
So we don't really have a great sense of how much people used the Facebook News tab. I think in general, the answer is maybe not a lot. A lot of people, I think, didn't even know it was there. Normally, when you flip on Facebook, the news that you see is in your news feed. So those are things that users share links to news stories. That's not going to be affected. And Bulletin was a relatively new product. So in the grand scheme of Facebook, these are not huge products. But I do think it's significant in that it shows that the idea of Facebook paying professional publishers for the presence of their content on the platform maybe doesn't have a future.
When people think about the creator economy, it is often TikTok stars and Instagram influencers, and I have never, ever heard Facebook influencers. So Facebook is pretty late to this party. How will that affect this initiative?
Well, Facebook has shown itself to be pretty good in the past, surveying the landscape and basically copying products that are eating its lunch. In the case of Instagram, right, when Snapchat was getting popular, they rolled out stories. And I wouldn't count Facebook out in its ability to essentially copy its competitors. But it is true that it's a bit late and it has seen some market share erosion. I think Facebook is just looking to, first of all, get more young people on the platform. You know, as we've seen, it's had trouble attracting younger users overall. So it's chasing, you know, where the kids are, basically.
As of now, what has the company said about how it will prioritize attracting those content creators?
In the big picture, Facebook has said that it's pivoting in a couple ways. The biggest one, of course, is its famous pivot to the metaverse. What we've also seen is the executive who is in charge of Facebook News, or a real architect of it, Campbell Brown, a few months ago was promoted to a broader job that was not just for news partnerships, but was really for all media, so sports and film. And I think that that promotion tells us something about where Facebook wants to go, right? It's going to be less focused perhaps on news and more on the broader scope of media that could be on the platform.
How successful can Facebook be at making its own creator economy, do you think?
I think it's possible it can be very successful. You know, we saw all the way back when people were wondering, can Facebook make the pivot to mobile? And it did it incredibly fast and just kind of ate the entire digital ad market in the process. So once Facebook puts its mind to something and its engineering talent to something, it can have real results.
What do these moves tell you about the future of the company?
I think that this hoped-for détente between professional publishers and big tech platforms might not come to pass, and that, in fact, it's going to be the regulation that we're seeing all around the world, these efforts to effectively force platforms like Google and Facebook to pay for news, that is going to be what ends up shaping the information economy in the future.
Keech Hagee is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. And now for some related links. For more of Keech Hagee's reporting, we'll have a link on our website, marketplacetech.org. Keech also mentioned legislation from different countries that would compel Facebook and other tech giants to make fair deals with publishers for their content. So far, Australia, Canada, and the U.S. have addressed this. Links to where all that stands will also be on our site. We also reached out to Facebook for comment on this story, and a spokesperson said, quote, "We remain committed to the success of creators and are doing even more to ensure they can find audiences on Facebook and grow engaged communities there." We'll have the full statement on our site as well. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Gary O'Keefe is our engineer. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer, and a special thanks to John Gordon for editing our shows this week. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.